Howell Beach Management Committee is planning on walking along Nantasket Beach in October to make a list of improvements that are needed to make the beach more accessible to people with disabilities. Howell's Beach Management Chair Rhoda Kent tells the South Shore's Morning News that the town's elderly population is growing and changes need to be made.
Where our town has an increasingly elderly population, and many people are planning that they can't get onto the beach, and we're trying to figure out ways to make it more easily accessible to people to get onto the beach while still maintaining the flood control, you know, from our northeast storms that are so bad. The
committee is looking to add more signage, handrails, additional Moby mats. Those are those blue hard plastic mats you see at beaches used for folks that use wheelchairs. And Kent also says the original design for stairways were put in backwards.
We may have to redesign some of the openings because the openings are supposed to be faced to the southeast to prevent the storm surges from coming through, which come from the northeast. And not all of our openings have been redesigned to face the southeast. So we may have to look at as a priority is redesigning some of the openings to face the right direction. We don't know exactly what we're going to be doing until we look at every single opening and decide what, if anything, needs to be done and then set the priorities for which one should be done first and what should be done.
The Howell Beach Management Committee also reviewed beach rules regarding COVID-19, which include wearing a mask, keeping 8 to 12 feet apart. Rhoda Kent says she draws a 12-foot circle around her so others know how much distance to stay away. In Hull, David Cedrone, WATD News.